Welcome back to another exciting episode of Japanese Poetry. Winter storm warning is in effect today here in the Greater Charlotte area in North Carolina. I was very excited because snow is very rare here. I mean, the climate is usually very mild and 25 degrees Fahrenheit in the early morning is considered very, very cold. Well, so far, there is less than an inch of snow accumulated on the ground. That's little, but it was enough for my daughter to be happy. She went for a walk with winter jackets on this morning. Today, we will review tanka poems that are related to snow. The first poem for today was recorded in Aeba, which was published in 1998 in Japan. The author of this poem is Nagata Kazuhiro. He was born in the 20th century in Japan, and he is still writing tanka poems. Let's move on to the translation. Someone from Ukyo visited me here in Sakyo. She said there was very little snow, that's navy blue, falling at Ukyo today. Let's sing the poem as usual. Ukyo yori hito tazune koshi ukyo ni wa kyokasu kanaru konno kazahana. There is a name of an area such as Ukyo in this poem. Also, I added a word of Sakyo to clarify the reading in the translation. The author lives in Sakyo, and the visitor was from Ukyo. The city of Kyoto is divided into Ukyo and Sakyo. There is a big avenue called Suzaku-oji, running from the north to south in the middle of the city. West side of the avenue is called Ukyo, while the east side is called Sakyo. The author may not have seen snow at all in Sakyo on that day. However, a person who visited him from Ukyo saw little snow on the day. I used she in the translation, but you could use he instead. Either one works here. Not only that, the snow was navy blue. What is navy blue snow? Is that real or made up? I was doing some research online, and I now believe the snow is made up. Also, it seems the author immediately knew that's a lie when she mentioned it. Kazahana, which the author used to describe the little snow here, is a tiny snow that falls around with the wind due to light weight. If we look at the Chinese character writing of Kazahana, it means wind and flower. The author described a lie which a visitor told him by a navy blue Kazahana. We don't know what kind of lie it was, but it should be anything but significant because he described it by a little snow. Let's move on to the second poem for today, which was recorded in Uta no Yukue, published in 1953. The author of this poem is Saito Fumi. She lived from the 20th to 21st century in Japan. Let's start from the translation. Soon after, a white rabbit showed up out of a snowy mountain. It was killed. The rabbit is dead, with eyes wide open. Let's sing the poem. 白きうさぎ雪の山より出てきて殺されたれば目を開きよりWe could read this poem as a description of riots. According to an article, this poem could be specifically related to a riot that happened in Japan in the early 20th century. On the other hand, for the purpose of enjoying this poem, we don't have to specify which riot it is.People run riot from time to time, or often, depending on the area we are talking about. And some of them ended up being killed. In the author's description, the white rabbit was killed soon after he ran out of a snowy mountain.Based on a whiteness of rabbit and snow, it seems that the author believed the riot was something right to do. We can read her resentment by the rabbit dead with his eyes open. Let's conclude this show by singing the poems for today.右京より人訪ね越し右京には京かすかなる紺の風花白きうさぎ雪の山より出てきて殺されたれば目を開きよりThis is Emmy. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.